Welcome to Triad Arts Up Close. I'm David Ford. The Triad Performing Arts Fund will soon be providing scholarships to students who couldn't otherwise afford to attend enrichment programs or technical classes in the performing arts. The fund's first fundraising event is an autograph auction and live performance on Thursday, August 30th at 6 o'clock in the William Ellis Middle School in Davie County. There are currently 8 acts on the bill, and the entire event was planned and organized by 16-year-old aspiring actor and Davie County early college high school student Ryan Ball. He's already acquired autographs from more than 30 celebrities, from Stephen Sondheim to John Travolta. Ryan dropped by with DCEC student actor Sky Tranquil and autograph auction host Brandon Lloyd Hicks.
In Davie County, we have the Brock Performing Arts Center, and we're about to have a new summer stock theater. But that's really the only opportunity in Davie County for kids to perform. And so I just thought, why aren't these kids performing? Why don't we have more opportunities? And the main reason is money. People don't have the money to put towards this kind of like performing arts and theatrical stuff. So I just saw a need for it, and I think this is the best thing I could do to fix that.
Making it possible for students who otherwise couldn't attend some of these enrichment programs or technical classes, what are some of those programs that you all have taken advantage of in your studies?
Creative Drama Children's Theater in Clemens. They offer like a wide variety of classes. I was actually assistant director for their past summer camp, and she was Jasmine in Aladdin. So that's one that is a great opportunity for kids that they may not be able to afford. And then in Moxville, we actually have Missoula Children's Theater comes through, does a tour during the summer, and they come through and do a one-week show, and that's another one that people need help with.
Sky?
Yes.
Looking back on that experience, what did you get out of it, and how do you apply it to your, you know, your craft moving forward?
Well, I gained a newfound appreciation for being a main role and the kind of dedication that takes, because I haven't really done many main roles, and that was a biggie for me. So I definitely understand that acting is not just, you know, reviewing your lines before you're about to go on stage. It's something serious. So I think I gained a newfound seriousness for the craft. Creative Drama Children's Theater is a lot of fun. If nothing else, you will have a good time and you'll meet a lot of new people. I know the homeschool group does it, so maybe the kids you wouldn't otherwise normally meet, you get to meet them, and I gain some friends too.
All this stuff, I'm sure, familiar stories to you, Brandon.
Of course. I started with Missoula Children's Theater at the Surrey Arts Council in Mount Airy, which is where I got my start with theater.
For you personally, how did that find its way into your life today?
Well, the experience that I got really helped me be able to communicate better, learning how to speak publicly, learning how to talk to others, and then also having that outlet really helps you express yourself in theater will also go into your life with being able to express yourself in situations socially, being able to talk to others in groups. And then in my position now, I have to train others. I have to work with development. And everything that I know about training and development came from learning with others in theater, how to do lines, how to work with others on stage. All of that sense of teamwork, I really can root back to my experiences in summer camps in theater, and now I use it every day.
My thanks to Ryan Ball, Sky Tranquil, and Brandon Lloyd Hicks. Their live autograph auction will be August 30th at 6 o'clock in the William Ellis Middle School in Davie County. Betty White, Roger Federer, and many other autographs are available, and you'll find links to more information on our website, wfdd.org/triadarts. Proceeds support the Triad Performing Arts Fund, which Ryan hopes will one day give dancers, singers, and actors of all ages the chance to make the most of their talents through full scholarships to a host of enrichment programs. The online autograph auction continues through the end of August at swicegoodauctions.com. I'm David Ford. Thanks for joining me today for Triad Arts Up Close.